everybody, and welcome back to Android App Addicts, episode 474. My name is Mark, sometimes known as the Sultan of the Soapbox Cockerel, and this is the show where we talk about Android apps, Android hardware, whatever else Dore wants to talk about, and we're glad you're here. And with us this week, Eric is not here. He had a secret CIA mission regarding beard growth initiative. He's apparently a little low on his beard growth hormones, and so he had to take the night off for some inpatient beard stimulation. But he'll be back hopefully next week. But the man, the myth, the legend, Dore Geek is here. Hey, Dore, how's it going?
Hey, Mark. All in all, I'll say good. I'm still here. I'm still on this planet. So I think that's a good thing. Stressed, normal stressed, busy. I think busy's good.
Busy is how about yourself? Bored. I am one step closer. In fact, I'm one step away from finishing the kitchen island that I've been working on for my wife for a long time. And I got to say, for a guy who sucks at woodworking, it's coming out pretty good.
I will say I've accidentally watched a couple YouTube videos on building stuff like gaming tables for like D&D kind of stuff. And man, it looks like it really could be fun, but I know there's a slight chance I'd chop off my finger. And I would, like your most recent story, the amount of garbage wood I would have would be probably three times the amount of.
Yeah, well, so far the raw materials have only cost me three times as much as it would have cost if I'd just gone and built my own. So for me, that's a win. I mean, gone and bought one. I could have bought it for a couple hundred. I've spent about $600. So, you know.
So what you're saying is that you're preparing to bid on government contracts?
It's a $12,000 toilet. It's right up my alley.
Gotcha. The one pre-show thing before we get into the nitty-gritty I have to say is damn you, Mark Cockerel. You, on one of your last Geek Rants, I believe it was the last Geek Rant, you mentioned the Netflix series.
I knew that'd be right up your alley.
Glow. Well, okay, here's the thing. I will not lie. I did watch at least a couple episodes of Glow back in the day just because it was
chicks
wrestling.
That.
Even I found it really difficult to stomach the content that it was back then. Because, you know, we had, you know, superstars like Macho Man and Hulk Hogan, you know. Seeing people like Mount Fuji just wasn't really quite it. I heard about the Glow thing, and I didn't really pay really much attention. I really didn't even know what it was. I just knew it had to do with Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And I thought it might have been some kind of documentary or interviewing the people years later kind of thing. And no, it wasn't that whatsoever. I'm sure it's completely fictional drama about how it all got started in fluffy air quotes. I will say the two things I didn't appreciate about it, like you, were the unnecessary shots of topless women, which I will not lie, I appreciated, but they were unnecessary. A little bit extravagant drug use, but I understand the West Coast in the 80s, it might not have been exaggerated enough. But I will say I utterly appreciated Glow, but I don't think it's for the reason that at least a lot of other people at least would or could like it. The reason I'll say I like it is a little backstory. Yes, I watched wrestling from back in the day of Bob Backlund up through and, you know, NWA kind of thing. So a solid like 20-ish years of professional wrestling I knew. I then watched. And, you know, I never actually thought Coco Beware was from Africa. I never actually thought, you know, George the Animal Steel was almost uncontrollable. I knew what was going on from the beginning kind of thing, even though I did put my brother in the figure four leg lock, and damn, that was fun. What I really appreciated about the show was the first season, 10 episodes, if you know wrestling, the story was a wrestling match. It had all the makings of your classic Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Ricky, a steamboat type match, because it had everything. It had false finishes. It had hot tags. It had all the inner workings that a classic wrestling match had, but it had it in story form. It had, like one of the big pops in the whole 10 series, I got to say, was when Machu Picchu is one of the girls. Looked out into her first real live performance, and she saw her father, who was a professional wrestler, who stopped talking to her, who forbid her from
doing
it.
Spoiler alert,
by the way. Was in the stands. Oh, yeah, spoiler. But and it's unbelievable cheese. I mean, the amount of cheese is like over 9,000. But I'm not going to lie, Mark. I almost shed a tear during at least one part of that whole series. And it was, and it, you know, the acting wasn't phenomenal. The acting, I thought, was really good. The one thing that shocked me was how well they were able to show people who had no idea how to wrestle to the transition to people who started to know how to wrestle. Because when they first started doing stuff, it was truly horrible. It was truly horrible. And one of the things I did for multiple years, one of my best friends taught at a wrestling school. So I sat in the schools and I seen all the training and I, you know, all that. And it was bad. It was unbelievably bad. And then at the end of the first series, it ain't good because it's GLOW, but it was definitely much better. Some of the characters I thought were pretty funny. The two hairdresser ladies who were just complete goofballs. I'll just say I knew of people just like that when I was younger. And if you haven't watched it, I encourage you, you have to go in with an unbelievably open mind. You have to be able to withstand vulgarity, extreme, unnecessary vulgarity. And if you're okay with that, it could very well be funny and entertaining.
And in surprise fashion, back from Beard Rehab, Eric Ardini has joined us, joined the show already in progress. Hey, Eric.
I'm doing good. Just running every which way at like 82 miles an hour.
Not 88?
No.
At 88, 82. Weird stuff starts to happen.
Yeah, it's true. I'm going to be out of the scene for a couple of these weeks because it's just going to be insanely busy. I don't know if I'm going to make it either the next 2 weeks. So I'll just give you a heads up. I know one of them for sure. I don't know. It's crazy busy. It's our 150th birthday of our town, so, and I get to give a speech one day, and I set up a store, and
that would be the sesquicentennial, right? Yes,
it is. Yes, yep. And that's why I'm growing a beard, also. So that's got me busy. And oh, actually, I think it, no, there was the preliminaries on Thursday. I might be able to make it next Thursday because I canceled it because there's not too many people who want to come up against the Spirit. Turns out there's only 9 other people in contention. So if I could just take the kneecaps of half of those,
just take one look at your manliness.
I have no idea. I have no idea who else is in this competition. I see people with beards all the time because it's like everybody has a beard right now. I don't know. I don't see why. I all the people I talk to, I'm like, oh, you should be in the beard competition. You got a great beard. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm like, I might just keep mine. It'll be out of style soon enough that I would actually be good and comfortable with one. How have you guys been?
I'm just letting doors do it.
Jeez, Door, what the heck, man? Did I do something that bad?
I love you, brother.
What?
He's just thinking about how hard this is going to be to edit later.
Just take the YouTube stream. It's fine.
No, it sucks. Take
the YouTube stream for my first sentence.
Had the oddest thing happen today. Typically, Friday at my office is meeting central. And one by one, all of the meetings I had tomorrow got canceled just in a span of about an hour. I kept getting things, you know, from my Outlook saying meeting canceled. I was like, I have no meetings tomorrow. I'm taking the day off. So I have an unscheduled, unsuspected
is that what everybody else said?
Friday off tomorrow. So
nice. Did everybody else just say that like the July 4th weekend was too nice and they really don't feel
it's
like
not
working
that I didn't have
anymore?
Work to do, but it's, you know, I didn't have any meetings. And so that was like a sign from above. Mark, you will take the day off. So I did.
Tomorrow's going to be a great day for you.
I expect to win the lottery.
You are unbelievably positive. My first reaction would be to ask other people, did you get a cancel meeting invite? Because I'm starting to think I got fired.
Yeah, I don't think like that.
Well, from pillar to post, I think we should start doing some application.
Yeah, we could do that. You're carrying this clearly because I never bring apps, and Eric has already admitted he doesn't have anything. So, Dor, just go ahead.
If I might just have to excuse myself for a second and go grab my other device. I tried looking under my apps. There's no real rhyme or reason to the apps that are in my apps.
Not at all.
On
they're not
Google
alphabetical. They're not in order of installation.
Yeah. No. Not
no,
even
they're, no, they are in order of last no, installation
not.
Date.
No, yeah. Not close.
Well, then there's something wrong with your Google Play.
It's been a long time since I installed Dolphin or a Bubble Level app.
No, maybe you just rebooted that Galaxy Note 4 and it's still on there.
How about the Google Buzz widget? When's the last time I used that? I didn't even know they had a Buzz widget. Google Buzz isn't even open no more.
When I go to my library, it's literally from the last thing that I did going back in time.
My library? What is that? I mean, I got Google Play apps, my apps.
That's what's called in Google Play.
Oh,
you go
on your
to
phone.
Google Play, my apps and games and library, or in Google Play itself, you have to go up to the gear and go to my library. And it's from everything you installed going
It's not the case on mine. So I have stuff on there that I installed years ago. And stuff I installed today is like midway down the list.
Yeah, I'm with Mark on that one.
Well, I blame the Russians or the Canadians, I guess, in this case. What you can go ahead and do whatever you need to do, Eric.
I'm good.
What I got here first, I don't believe it actually brought to the show, but it is a sequel to something I know I brought to the show. And the reason I'm bringing is it's now free. It just dropped from $1.99 maybe 2 or 3 days ago, I want to say. And now it's free. And it's not on sale free. It looks like it's just flat out free. I show no in-app purchases and no ads. It's called Game Studio Tycoon 2. I can tell you Game Studio Tycoon 1, I had a blast with it. I'm not really into farming simulator, anything. Plane, airport simulator, anything.
Goat simulator?
I'm not into that either. But what I was into when I was a kid was Sim City. Mm-hmm. And to me, there was something reminiscent of the only word I can think of is the charm from the original Game Studio Tycoon that I liked. Part of it was it started back in, I want to say, 77 or 78 when you started the game. So you would see the old consoles and you would see the generations of consoles coming out and you could compete against them kind of thing. So I thought that was really cool. This is most definitely an upgrade by looking at it. I'll say that. There's still 4 unique areas where you can upgrade from your basically home office going up. 16 employees is definitely more than I remember. And there seems to be a lot more tweaks that you can do to them. And there's a lot more systems, like you can now publish systems like to a tablet or to a PC, which was never an option before. And it does look like the type of options you can do while building a game seem to be much more as well. So if you like business type simulations and I like video games, to me this was a good combination. One of those simple, fun kind of games. So I am going to install this one and play it. And it does, again, it says play 50 years of gaming history. So you start back in the late 60s, I'm guessing.
So you get to play the games as you're going?
No.
On my screen, it has $2.99 crossed out and then installed. Does that mean it's free for a limited time?
Everything I read about it said, it didn't say on sale, it said now free. And it didn't say the sale ends in 2 or 3 days, because every time when they drop a price for free just to get more downloads and more reviews, it typically says sale ends in a number of days. So I thought this was fun. I thought this was cool. I'm going to play at least a little bit. Today would have been a great time to play it, but I didn't have it. I went to the doctor with my son for a 6.5 hour doctor's appointment.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was he poked and prodded?
They stuck stuff into him, yeah.
Poor guy.
He's unbelievably positive about it, and I try not to let I try not to influence any of these kinds of things with him, so I literally ask him how does he feel about it before I say something stupid like, wow, this must suck. What do you think?
Yeah, it's probably good. That's good.
That's good parenting right there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good, but I think it's better than what I've seen. I'm guessing Eric is ready. Never mind. I'm going to shut my hole.
What? Like I didn't come to the show ready? No. So anyway, this app's for Dor, since if he was taking tomorrow off, like Mark is, this would be a great app for him. Basically, if he just cruised on up, and it's right up the street from him, is Massachusetts. And in Massachusetts, there is a place, supposedly some sort of a mecca that I need to visit sometime, called the Valley Beer Trail. And this is a trail of breweries, and this is the guide app, basically, for that trail. And it sounds like, it, from the looks of it, it is a very happening place, because there's festivals all the time. There's even a pre-fest fest coming up very soon, that starts out, you know, before you get into the festivals, you have the pre-festival. And this is one of the breweries that comes up on here a lot is called the like Abandoned Warehouse Brewery or something like that. And that sounds pretty awesome. So, Dor, I can live vicariously through you as you tour the Valley Beer Trail sometime.
Not me, brother. As Wilford Brimley says, diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can literally only drink about one beer a day, if that. So,
well, if I come out East Coast, you can designate to drive me around. I'm sure I'd be a real fun person to hang out with while you're not drinking with me.
Well, no. What I can do is we can order one beer. I'll take one sip out of the first beer. Then I'll take a shot of vodka because vodka has no sugar in it. And then when you order your second beer, I'll take one sip out of that and then a shot of vodka. So I'll keep up.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Uber's the whole way. That sounds good. Or Mark. Mark, what are you doing? Let's go. Mark's got tomorrow off. Can you get tomorrow off, Dor?
I would need right. I would maybe, need a plane ticket. But other than that, sure. Interesting. Not my thing, but I'm going to vamp so Dor can talk. Oh, we do have something, a listener bit of mail. I'm not sure if this is generally appropriate for everybody because it's a beta app, but Charles says, hello AAA, I found the beta app for Mattermost and would love to see it shown on the show. You can find the sign up at, and I put the link there and it'll be in the notes. So Mattermost has a beta, and you have to sign up to be a tester. So there you go, that's the one bit of mail for tonight.
Which the Mattermost that you use on yours, is that the beta version, Dor, or is it out of beta yet?
The web server aspect of it almost doesn't matter. It's the Android client that's in beta, so it should work just fine. And notice the careful and methodical, craftily usage of the word "should," because on my at least Honor 8, it don't go.
My favorite part about it was the sign up process. You click on the button and it says, "Would you like to be a beta tester? Click here to join." And you click a button and it says, "You're now a tester."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've really seriously scrutinized the new beta testers.
Well, when you walk in the door with a name like Mark Cockrell, it's like, oh, man, I can't believe we even got him in the door. Let's give him a beta. You know, I've got a little issue with some beta things. Like, there was an app I brought back or somebody brought back a while back that, like, would automatically sign you up for the beta versions. Or not sign you up, but tell you that they're throw you at the beta versions of all the apps on your device. And so I did that, and I joined a bunch of betas. Well, now I redid my phone. I put Voxer on it. It automatically takes me to the beta Voxer, which doesn't work well. And every time I open any link that Dor puts in the Voxer, because if you Vox with Dor, there's a lot of links, mostly to GIFs and stuff. But every time I open up any link that Dor puts in or anybody puts in, the Voxer app crashes, but I do get to go see the link, but it's just annoying. I need to get out of that beta somehow, and I haven't really looked to see how to do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I will say everyone who I know who has ran this says it works remarkably better than the normal Mattermost app. And I will say, in Android, you can say, I want to put my app out for beta. And set numbers, so at least they can limit the number of people who can access it. It isn't instantaneous. Sometimes you click, you know, make me a tester, and you still won't be able to download it sometimes for an hour at a time, which honestly kind of sucks. But I am going to keep both of them installed, because you can have both of them installed, and I'm going to keep trying it, because I do want it to work. And if you would like to join us on our private, non-Google searchable, not Microsoft searchable Mattermost server, just shoot me an email at mail@panos.com and I'll be happy to send you an invite.
There you go. All right, Dor, what is your next app, sir?
Okay, what I'm going to bring next is the type of app that initially makes me very skeptical of what's going on here. But it's also the kind of app that I have to have installed on my device and just play with so I can try to figure out what's going on here. It's called K-Review by On the Shoulders of Giants. Great developer name. E for everyone, 8 reviews, does contain ads, no in-app purchases, free to download, 3.9 average reviews, updated June the 30th, current version 1.0, between 100 and 500 installs. Okay. When you open this app, it does nothing. What you're supposed to do is browse Amazon. When you're on top a item, you share that item out to this app, and this app then evaluates the item's reviews, and it tells you, and it gives you a score from, I believe, A to F on what are the quality of reviews for this item. To me, this sounds like something very desirable, but it also sounds like something that could be very gameable. So I have no idea how they're determining what is a quality ad versus what is fake ads or, you know, bad ads kind of thing, you know, not genuine type of reviews, but they're, you know, like people paid to put in bad reviews for stuff or whatever, or paid to put good reviews in for something. I don't know how it figures it out, but I did it for 2 or 3 things. One of them got an E. I know it's not a high volume, high selling item. And the next thing I did it for, which was a high selling, high volume item, which is my car mount, and it got an A. It said 90% of the reviews were good. Authentic reviews, I believe is the term that they use.
I just want to point out 100 to 500 reviews. These are the freshest apps. They're right out of the oven. Some of them are even half baked. You don't get anything any fresher than this show right here.
A little chewy in the middle, still warm.
Well, and to be honest, I almost like this app because the app does not assume anything. There's no reason for it to run in the background. There's no reason for it to have really any permissions except internet access. And all you do is you find the way you normally find stuff and you just share it to it. And then you see the rating and then you hit the back button and then you're back at Amazon looking at the item. So I really like the flow of the app. I'm just not sure of the quality of its results.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to find out how they do it.
The problem is you can't really review a reviewer.
Maybe they go on AMZ Review Trader and see if that item's ever is on there, and then they consider it a better review if they never see it on there, and they go to other places like that.
Well,
that's how I would do it.
Well, and I'm sure there's some bell curve type thing going on where if they look at the review and then they look back at that person, how many reviews have they had? And I'm sure that's going to weigh towards, because if you have too many reviews, you're a bot, you're fake. There is now something on Amazon called Verified Purchase Review, which I'm sure is going to make that score go up, because then Google knows your login ID did in fact buy this item.
Or Amazon. Amazon also has a review club too, that's an official one. And I don't know if you get some kind of discounts or something, but they've got, I can't remember what they call it. They've got a name for it though. I was looking through my apps to see, you know, you talked up the freshness, so I had to go through, and the app I was going to bring now had like a bunch of reviews, so I grabbed this one instead, and this is called The Trip. Since we can't make our trip to the beer valley, we'll just play this app instead, and this is called The Trip, and basically it is like a puzzle game where you steer yourself through a maze of kaleidoscope type bumpers, I guess, and then you're trying to get these blue hearts, and then sometimes other kaleidoscope things are going for the blue hearts, and sometimes they're going after you, and it's kind of a weird, pretty little game, time killer, and you get judged on how far you make it, you know, like meters or whatever kind of thing, how far you can make it before you get killed.
So listening to your description, I have no idea what the heck this thing is. For the audio listener who doesn't have the benefit of the video.
Okay. So do you guys know what a Spirograph is out there? Okay, Spirograph. think of a bunch of circles made by a spirograph, and that would be your playing field laid down. And then you have to maneuver your yin yang symbol, which is you. You are a yin yang symbol, and basically there's a trail in between the spirograph circles, and you have to maneuver your yin yang symbol through the trail to eat up blue hearts.
Die if you touch it or something? Okay.
No. Kind of bump off of it. But there are other, like amoeba or paramecians or whatever, things that are trying to get you. And the
blue hearts. It's like a pinball thing. You pull and drag and you use your momentum to bounce around.
Yeah, sort of. Not nearly as bouncy as pinball, though. It's a different game mechanic. I mean, it's hard to describe. It's not what you expect it would be at first. It's different.
For a 58-second video, I believe there's about 10 seconds of... almost 10 seconds of actual gameplay. So the video doesn't really help a great deal.
That's almost as good as not having a video. See that?
It is. Well, here's my real question. Because with these kinds of games, what I worry about is when I maneuver my thing, do I have to touch it or can I touch anywhere on the screen and move and that's the same thing as touching it?
Nope, you gotta touch it.
See, that to me, I almost hate, because then I'm covering it up, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit hard for me sometimes to tell.
And I don't have it in front of me. I didn't leave the room to go get it, the device that I have it installed on, so I can't tell you exactly how it is, but it's not the way you would think it is. And then when you move, do you remember when LCD liquid was the thing? And like when you were in third grade and you had stickers that had LCD liquid and you press on it and then it made you just want to go to every calculator you could and press on the screen and make all those rainbow kind of colors?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got a trail that follows you where you've been, and it's so reminiscent of that same effect of pressing it down on an LCD screen and making the rainbow thing kind of.
Yeah, I'll say this has a beautifully simplistic description. All it says is, take a trip through a severe, surreal, and beautiful constructed world that, although is seemingly fantastical at first, resonates deeply with what it means to be human and to be truly alive. Okay, first off, obviously it's, I don't want to say this wrong, a double entendre, mm-hmm. right? Maybe?
Yeah.
On the word trip, because I'm guessing you don't want to trip up as you're playing, but also, whoa, what a trip, dude.
Nah.
Did you by any chance watch or listen to some Pink Floyd today, Eric?
Today? I don't think I did today. Today was more dance, dubstep kind of stuff. More
boonch, Eric, boonch, boonch. Whatever you said, I didn't hear it because the hesitation spoke volumes.
No, yeah, because I usually do listen to Pink Floyd almost every day. So it's hard to tell, but I had to think back and no, I don't really believe
it. Anybody offer you any brownies today?
There is brownies up on my stove right now. I haven't tried them, though.
Yeah. I can absolutely understand the appeal.
Or should I say partake? I haven't partaken in them.
Partaken. I will say I absolutely understand the attraction to this. And game is, yes, it's a game, but it's almost more of a activity than a game kind of thing. But I definitely understand the attraction to it. And I definitely say to people, if you do go and look this up, and if you do click the link in the notes, because we all know how to access notes, I'm pretty sure, I hope. Skip the first 48 seconds of the video because it's nothing.
Yeah, and this is The Trip by Illusion Box Adventure Game, rated E for everyone.
Yeah, completely free, no ads, no in-app purchases.
There's a game right beside it called Witness Arcade
on your screen.
Which looks interesting. I may do a review of that without actually seeing anything other than just watching the thing. It just, I don't know. I don't have that.
Everybody sees something different. I don't either. I've got The Witness, Journey Alone 3D, Rayman Classic, and Island Survival.
Yeah, Journey Alone was on mine.
Oh. But,
The Witness. That's the one I'm talking about.
I couldn't see it. It's called... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it does not have a video. Just saying.
It looks beautiful. Yeah.
By Pixel Pie.
Well, Mark, since you said the magic word, I have to then bring this. Okay. You said platformer. This is called Kraken Land, I believe. Platform Adventures by Honoko Games Adventure 91 Reviews. Does have ads, does have in-app purchases, completely free, 4.5 average reviews, updated July 12th, between 1,000 and 5,000 installs, completely E, marked E, completely for everyone, and this is really for everyone. This does have a video, but I will encourage people to watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
This game is unbelievably like Super Mario 64, a little bit higher than Super Mario 64 is what I'll say, in its graphical quality, but its gameplay is unbelievably like that and a combination of like Crash Bandicoot. To me, this is one of those games made explicitly to give those other games a nod.
Hmm. The video makes it look like it would be extremely hard to play. Just the 3D-ness of it would be difficult for me, I think.
I'm not going to say it's actually easier, because I definitely can see that. It's going to be how forgiving the controls are and how much the controls basically assist you, because that's one of the things that programmers can put into their game. One of my biggest things is I don't see any timer anywhere on the stage, which these are the kind of games I insist, let me explore. Let me explore until I'm tired of exploring before I move to the next stage. So I already have this installed on my GPD ready to be tested, because this was literally another one of those things I literally found maybe 2 hours ago. And, you know, I have to cook dinner for the
family. In-app purchases from 99 cents to $84.99 per item.
Oh, well, that's affordable, because typically it's like $99.99.
If you're going to spend $85 on what essentially looks like a starfish, I'm not sure we can be friends.
Hello.
Well, you don't have to admit it to you, okay. Mark.
Am I judging you out loud? I usually try to judge silently. Sorry. Eric, do you have another one to bring us?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Some people just love their developers more than others, I guess. All right, I'm gonna bring one. This, and I just looked through all the apps I'm bringing. I'm out of low review apps, so these are all going to be mainstream, I guess. The next one I'm bringing is Hydraulic Press Pocket. You guys have seen the YouTube videos, right? Of taking a hydraulic press and smashing different things. Have you guys watched any of them? Dor, you watched some of them?
I see the preview for them, but
it's kind of like the Will It Blend thing.
Yeah, kind of. So this is that, right? You can smash things, but this is actually more like The Sims, like Dor's game, the video game creator app. This is how you build your YouTube channel by using a hydraulic press to make videos with. It's a whole storyline, way more involved than I can get. I just wanted to smash stuff, and didn't take long to get into it, and this is more of a build your business kind of app that I'm sure people love, and it is, I'm sure it's really fun. I'm really, when it comes to games, it's got to be quick and dirty for me, and free and G usually, but this one is free with in-app purchases. It's by Lenama Entertainment, rated E for everyone, contains ads also. I don't know, Dor, would you try it? Would you play this? Is this something you'd do?
I'll say initially, absolutely not. I have no interest in simulating of the crushing of anything. But then there's some strategy stuff going on, so I'm at least interested.
And this, they say, it kind of comes from the official hydraulic press channel. Like the people who do that channel kind of endorse this thing.
So one of the slides there showed upgrade where you could wait 2 hours to get the upgrade, or you could spend money. Yeah. As soon as I see that, I'm done. I'm not interested in this game. That is the most egregious way to make a buck to me, and it's a complete turn off. And unfortunately, the whole world is going that way, so the number of games I can play is dropping every day.
Well, I'll say this. There has been games where I'm okay with that mechanic, as long as I can click that and then go do other things in the game that are constructive. kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like an old command and like conquer mechanic where you say you want to build something over here, and while that's building, you're reorganizing stuff over there.
But when it comes to like wait 2 hours else. Or pay money, well, then the next time it's wait 4 hours or pay money. Then it's wait 8 hours or pay money. Immediately, I'm done. I'm just not going to play a game like that.
Even where you can crush Wolverine's claws, because that's one of the screenshots.
How do you go out and find Wolverine? Who do you have to fight to get Wolverine's claws?
Maybe he just dares you to do it, and then he kills you.
And maybe you invite Wolverine to be interviewed on your channel, and you just cut his hand off.
I hope it's not the cheesy CGI claws that were in the origin story, because those were terrible.
The way this thing's drawn, it probably is.
I was going to say, no comment.
All right, door next up.
Okay, this is going to be a very niche application, niche, however you want to say it. I don't know. I'm American. This is a kind of app I love the idea of. I would have paid money, good money for this years ago. It's out now. It's still interesting. I think it's still cool, but I think the audience for it has unbelievably shrunk. It is called XDA Customize Your Android. I'm sorry. It's called XDA Feed Customize Your Android by XDA. It's in the personalization category of apps, which, okay, I guess. 237 reviews, marked T for teen, completely free, no in-app purchases, no ads. Average 4.6 reviews, updated July 8th, between 10,000 and 50,000 install, version 0.28.5. What this is, well, A, it wants you to log in to XDA. After logging into XDA, one of the things you can do is select the main thing, the crust of the bagel, if you will, is the fact that you can pick your phone, and then you can get updated news articles on your phone or on your device. So if I pick Honor 8, when there's a new method to root or something, I can be notified about it automatically. This is the kind of thing, I'm serious, I would have happily paid $7 for back in the day, just so I didn't have to go looking for this stuff and it would be just pushed to me automatically. So if you're a rooter, if you're a tweaker, if you're a ROMer, if you like doing kernel mods on your device, this is the kind of app I cannot see you not having on your device.
I can't believe it's just now a thing. This should have been here a long time ago, I agree. I do like that idea, though. I mean, of getting a feed just to your phone, that's cool. Does it have like auto download from mega upload? You know, you don't have to wait 10 seconds or anything like that when you go to get something?
I'm sure not, no.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I don't root and ROM much no more.
Yeah, me too. I'm done with that world. But yeah, it would have been cool some time ago.
Yeah. So if you're still in that world, rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like us, you can look at it with a little bit of disdain in your mouth because kids today.
Well, it used to be so easy. Well, let me start with it. This XDA forums and things like this are for the tinkerers now who just want to, you know, get the most out of their device, that sort of thing. But, you know, just as recently as 4 or 5 years ago, you needed this to be able to use your device in the most effective way. It wasn't about squeezing every last drop of performance. It was about making up for the crap software that phone companies were giving you. Today, phone company software is really good, and these are just tweaks. And it appeals to a whole different person. The people like you and me and Eric that were interested in getting the most out of the device. Well, now we pretty much get the most out of the device from the out of the box, and these are just really preference tweaks. So it's not that that I've lost interest in it. It's just that the need for it is greatly diminished.
Yeah, I mean, I could see somebody wanting to root their phone so they can uninstall, you know, crapware that comes pre-installed. That I'm out of that world too, having a Google phone, so I don't get a whole lot of that. But I mean, I don't know. Launchers have come a long way. I mean, basically, a lot of the things I used to get from ROMs, I feel I get from my launchers now. I can do a lot of tweaks with launchers without root. And a lot of the things that I would go to root for are baked into the OS now.
Yeah, if I bought my phone inside the borders of the US, I would still need to root, and maybe ROM, I don't know. But I know I would absolutely still have to root. But because I buy my phones basically unlocked international versions of devices. There is no software on it except what came exactly from the manufacturer itself. Things like tethering is already baked in, ready to roll. Mm-hmm. I have a certain amount of admin functions on my phone where I can block this app from LTE, but let it access Wi-Fi. It baked right into the OS. I even have a screen recording application built right into my OS where I can just pull down the notifications shade, hit that button, and it will start to record in 5 seconds a video of my screen. So I literally cannot think of a single solitary reason I have to have root. The only thing I would need root for is if I want to fake my build prop in my Google Play to emulate a different device to download things that I can't download. And I don't. I typically, I can't download it. I just wait a week or two, and then I can download it. So I'm now patient.
I think the other word for that is old.
I know, but I'm practicing to be a politician, so I'm doing my best to put a positive spin on it.
You are? What are you going to run for? You going to be an alderman?
Anything that will let me fire people, or maybe I don't know.
You don't have to run for office to do that. That's like
it's much
not
harder
a fun
be,
fun
it
job.
Is much harder. No, it is much harder to be taken out of office than to be fired from your job. So I just feel more secure.
I could never be a politician because I speak the truth, and truth is incompatible with politics.
Well, part of my goal is to get death threats.
I got those already. So achievement unlocked.
Go to be a politician. Oh, okay. Well, I'm
just insult Debian sometime, and you got it.
Well, but I like Debian.
All right, we're at 8 apps. So, guys, bring us 2 more each. Bring us to a nice dozen.
Oh, I can't. I got at least 3. When I come late, man, it's because I was in the corner,
Yeah, that's what it was.
Downloading. Anyway, my next one's got kind of a theme with my other trip one. This one's called Vertigo Racing by Deep Byte Studios, SRL. It's a racing game, E for Everyone, offers in-app purchases. The video on this app gives you a really good idea of what you're looking for here. I thought I brought it before, but I didn't see it on the list. So it's an endless racer, and it... You're traveling down a track. You got some weird, funky camera angles, and I think that's where they give you the vertigo racing part. You run and run and run, and you're running out of gas, and you got to get basically the next checkpoint to get more gas. But because it's an endless racer, all you're controlling is the gas and the brake. It'll steer for you, but you got to hit the brake to do drifting or power slides around corners and give it gas to, do that too. You just maneuver the corners with your gas and brake, basically, or you slide off the edge of the cliff. And it's a really nicely stylized, quick little game. I mean, it's like an endless racer, so you can't, you're not going to be spending an hour running unless you're really good.
Looks cool.
I like the looks of it. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm your stereotypical talentless guy who likes racing games. So any racing games where I have to let go of the gas, immediately I like thumbs down. Because that means you want me to think before a turn and think how fast I should be going? No. Just let me steer my way through the corner in insane manner, and I'll do the rest.
Okay, I got another app, another game. This is called Snake versus Block by Voodoo. Okay, everybody knows the game Snake, right? You run into dots and you make yourself longer. So then this also kind of, blends in with our beloved BB Tan, kind of, because there's blocks with numbers in them, which are hit points for those blocks. So it's you're scrolling up the screen, or the screen scrolling down, I guess. You can kind of move around wherever you want, but eventually you'll run out of screen at the bottom. You have to control your snake to eat more dots, and the dots have a little number on them. And if you eat a dot that says 4, you'll add 4 little balls to your snake. When you run in, you're going to run into these blocks, and the number that's on those blocks represents how many balls will be taking away from your snake. So you have to keep your number on your snake higher than any blocks that you run into. And the screen is scrolling the entire time. Of course, this is a great app because there's no video. So I'm hoping I'm giving it justice. It's kind of a tough game because sometimes you just, there's always a way out, but getting your finger to get over there to the right spot in the amount of time you need is hard. And there's these white lines that are basically walls, which makes a channel or a lane, and you cannot get out of there. If you get stuck in one of them, whatever block is above you, that you better hope you got more balls in your snake than that block is, because you can't move then.
You're the snake.
Mm-hmm.
The balls have numbers above them that you can touch. They add more segments to you.
Yeah, you got to steer yourself to those. Yes.
Right. Your number of your balls is displayed above your main one, so you don't have to count them. You don't have to have a running total in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then the blocks you hit, you have to have a higher number than, hypothetically, I have 11 and I hit a 10. Do I now only have one ball left?
Right.
Oh, okay.
And I think the controls on this one, if I remember correctly, Dor, you don't have to be right on top of yourself on this one. It controls in a better way for that.
Gotcha. Well, and there's a benefit. I'll say this. This is the kind of game, there's a direct benefit to a smaller screen phone. Because then you don't have to move your finger as far to move as far. Mm. But then the negative to it, because everything in this universe is a double-edged sword, that also means the windows of opportunity are also smaller, so you have to be a little bit more accurate. So on a tablet, this might be really difficult, is what I think.
I was playing on a Note, so it's a tough game. I mean, some people I'm sure can really do good, but
do the white lines block your path, more apps, or that just decoration? The white lines.
The what? The white lines, yeah, they make corridors, and you can't get out. Once you're stuck in one of them, you can't get out of it. So that block, like I said, that block up there, you hope is going to be a low number or lower than what your snake is at the time if you get stuck in one of them. And it's pretty forgiving. I mean, it lets you play a few times without, you know, having to watch an ad or whatever, because it knows it's a tough game.
And I'll say this has 58,000 reviews, so yes, this is definitely popular. If you think your apps are good, Eric, you keep going, and I will bow to your beardedness.
I'm not going to say good. All right, I'm gonna throw this one out here. This is a local app, but I had to bring it because it's only got one review. This is called Channel Cat, and I'm just going to bring this up there. If you're in Iowa or Illinois, Channel Cat is it's on the Mississippi River. It is a river taxi. And this is the official app that tells you where to get on and get off of the Channel Cat. And it works. So it helped me out the other day. That was just a real quick one. And I just want to be elite because it only had one review. Probably the lowest count of reviews of any app.
But over 500 installs.
My next app.
There's that.
Yeah. My next.
Well, I'm going to say technically, Eric, I got to catch up. No. We have had less reviews.
Today?
Yes. The Mattermost server, Mattermost app was in beta. Which means it has zero.
Good point. Good point.
I don't want to bust your bubble, but I want to keep you honest too.
All right. No, that's cool. I understand. I there would have been, had there been the ability to probably.
Yeah, if somebody didn't beat you, you would have won. Yes.
Okay. So my last app was suggested in the Google Plus community of Android App Addicts. Check that out. And this is called Micron. And this is a game where you have to, you've got a list of parts. So basically it's a field, and you've got to get a ball from one side of the field to the other side of the field. And there's a list of parts on the left-hand side of the screen that you can add to the field to bounce your ball in the right directions to get it to where you want to go. It's a puzzle type game like that. I don't know if you guys have checked this out yet.
No? I did see it in the stream and feed, and it did look interesting. I will not lie. I installed it, and then something happened, and I rebooted my phone, so it disappeared from my notification, because that's how I keep track what's installed and I haven't played yet. So I forgot I had it installed.
It was free for a while. I don't know if it's still free now. I got it for free.
Yeah. Okay, so this is almost a combination of, I want to say, Mark, the mirror and laser. I'm pretty sure there's a category. Where that's the gimmick, where there's mirrors and lasers. And this game is kind of like that. By the tools, you have reflective mirrors, mirrors that can split items, mirrors that can join items, black hole type of thing. So this is that same kind of mechanic. But I will say I like the art style of this compared to what I've seen in the past.
Yeah.
Then it gets complicated, where you have like two different color ones, and you've got to get each color to go through to the each right one. Mm-hmm. And then you have mirrors that will let certain colors through and not, oh man, yeah, this gets a little tedious, I think is the word.
Infuriating. Hard. Is what I was thinking.
Yeah. And they're using it with a mouse, it looks like, on all of the videos. So I guess this is a mouse-friendly game. And yeah, well, you can get it on Steam. So yes, it's a mouse-friendly game.
That's it for my tank.
All right.
I'll say I think we're good. We have a
That's
lot.
12. That's an even dozen. You want to make it a baker's dozen? You got one. Surely you can bring one, Dor.
Okay. Well, if you insist, I'll bring this one in only because of its retroness. This almost reminded me of Burger Time when I looked at it and I downloaded it, and there's definitely a little bit more to it. This is called Drop Wizard Tower by Nitrome Arcade. Everyone 10 and up, 192 reviews, does have ads, does have in-app purchases. Completely free to download, 4.3 average reviews. Updated July 6th, between 5,000 and 10,000 install, version 1.02. Now, the first time I died, full page ad with a video on it with a timer in the left-hand corner. I got rage and hit back, and it went back to the game.
Ooh.
So until that's fixed, in air quotes, I think this is a fine game to play. The logic of the game is you, and I'm trying to really, I can't think of any game that compares this whatsoever. You're in an infinite room where if you drop out of the bottom, you come back to the top. That's each individual level. Every time you land on a platform as you're coming down through that level, you automatically shoot. When you shoot, you stun smaller enemies. And when they're stunned, you can run into them and like kick them off. It sounds unbelievably like dumb and simple. It is not. It is not. There is definitely some finer little details going on in the game where timing is very important. At any time, you can turn from right to left or left to right, but you always have to keep moving. There's also boss battles, where the very first boss battle took me more than a little bit to figure it out, because I was coming at it at the wrong angle, is what I'll say. One of those games that just wants to be retro to be retro. There's no reason for it to be looking like this, but I did think it was fun, and as soon as they fix those ads, I'm out. I'm done.
You can't jump back up to a platform once you've dropped?
No, you can fall through the hole in the floor, then you come back to the top of that level.
Gotcha.
Until you beat every enemy in that level, then you progress to a higher
to a new level. Plat. Yeah, yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Huh. Neat game.
Yeah.
Can't decide.
The retro is what gets you to install it, though, Dor. That's why.
At least it gets my eye, yes.
I'm just looking at it. I can't decide whether I like it or not. I guess that's a good thing, right? It's interesting. Well, you got to try it and see.
It is, but the same token, once you see that full ad pop up, you're going to rage. You are going to rage, is my... Because I know, because I
usually do.
And then I do too. But and I played it for maybe a half an hour, and I think I saw two, maybe three ads. It wasn't every time I died, thankfully. But first time I died, it happened. Then it was maybe every three or four times I died, and I just hit the back arrow, and I'm back to the game.
Yeah, full page video ads for me is just it's a hard stop. I'm done.
Oh, that's not a hard stop. That's when you go nuclear.
Would you pay?
It's a game I liked.
If it's a good game.
Just because they do it like that, I would not pay much. You know, maybe 50 cents. I'm not giving them a penny more because of their lack of, I don't know, ethics. I mean, you know, they're just bad.
So surely you guys have had this problem. Maybe you've also come up with a solution to it. You've got more than one Google account, say a paid Google Apps account that nothing works with, and the free Google account so that you can actually do stuff. And you buy, you have credits from, you know, hypothetically speaking, something like opinion rewards on one of them, but not the other one. And you install an app that's associated with the one where you don't have the opinion rewards and you want to do an in-app purchase and you can't. How do you change the association with that? I've tried uninstall and reinstall. I've tried installing from the Play Store. There's got to be something.
You don't. What you do is you make a family, and you make the person buying the apps the head of the family, and you invite that other Google as a child account, and then you share it through your family library, or you just have that account as the default backend thing installed on all your devices.
Yeah, except that two problems with that. One, when you pay for a Google Apps account, you can't do the family service. And two, having both the things on my phone didn't seem to help. Like if I go to the Play Store, I can tap the button and switch between the things, but in the app itself, doesn't seem to be a way to do that. So I've got this thing that I'd like to upgrade. The only way to upgrade it is through in-app purchases, and I can't in-app purchase it with money that I have because it's somehow associated with the wrong account.
Every time I've had to do an in-app account and I have two accounts logged in, whatever is the last active account. So if hypothetically I am logged into Google Play, I open up Google Play, I hit the side, I see my name. I go into the app, I hit in-app purchase, it comes up my name. If I want to use my son's name, I have to exit the app, go back into Google Play, switch the name to his name, back out of Google Play, go into that app and start the in-app purchase process again. Then it pops up, it's his name. I don't have an apps account, so I'm not saying it will work with that, but I know with two standard accounts that will let me pick who is purchasing.
Yeah, I think the problem is that my money is associated with a Google Apps account. And Google is the only company in the world that when you pay for their service, you get less features.
Well, because like one time somebody gave my son a gift card and he wanted stuff on his phone. Well, we had to use his gift card for the in-app purchase. So I had to do that to switch it. So his was the main account on Google Play. And then it did work for that. Because by default, it was always my account because his account never had money in it.
Hey, Mark, you set up Chromebooks, right?
Not personally. I don't own any, but I have played with them.
Oh. I had to set up like 10 of them today, and I ran out of phone. I didn't know everybody's phone numbers, and I needed to authenticate. So I was just some kind of techie thing I was going to ask you about because I thought that you set them up in like schools or something. And I ran out. They only let you use the same phone number like twice, and then you got to.
There's a perfect service for that. If I could come up with the name of it, it's SendGrid, maybe Send something where it's designed to give you one-off phone numbers. They say for like meeting, for giving somebody on Craigslist your phone number. So it's only your phone number for like 72 hours. And so that's how I set up all my Google Voice accounts. Yeah. I just send it to that thing.
I'll check that out. Spring.
Eric, I have to ask you because I'm a sucker. This is for work, no?
Correct.
You have Exchange, no?
Correct. Yes.
You can't open up Outlook, start a new email, click address book, find these people in the address book, and see their phone number?
Yeah, but it's going to send a text message to them or a voice message to them with an account with a number that I have to type in to authenticate.
Oh, and it won't work with a desk phone.
It will. My desk phone. These people don't work at my place. They're They're elected officials.
Because I would just walk around the building, I'm at Bob's desk now, look in the Outlook, get his phone number, do it, and then pick up his phone.
No, I've got a date with the building inspector's coming to my office first thing tomorrow, so I can use his phone for at least two more of them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they insist one phone number for each a account.
They let you get by with two.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So I used my cell phone twice, my work phone twice, and one of them had just let me do it via email, and I don't know why that was different, but well, it's like a freebie, I guess. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tech it up here, but I said a quick question. That's all. Hey, send your quick questions to Android app Podnuts. I don't know. What is it? Do we have a special one just for, I don't know.
How long have you been doing this show, Eric?
I don't know. I had a mini stroke right there or something.
AAA at podnuts.com.
AAA at podnuts.com. Yeah.
7076 Podnut.
Yeah. Quick questions about authentication mostly is what we want to hear.
Yeah. Well, I got a question for you, Mark. Is it true that the love you make is equal to the love you take?
So that's what they say.
That's pretty personal.
All right. That was from a Paul McCartney / what's his name? Sketch on Saturday Night Live. Chris Farley. Yes.
It's from a...
I bet Mark's not stingy. I bet that's a true statement.
I'm not even gonna, I'm just gonna move right on. Is it Send Hub? Is that the name of the service? Can't remember.
Well, the first one you said, Send Grid, that's a email thing that I've had used in the past when I want to send out bulk emails, but I don't want to get blacklisted.
Mm.
But I hate sending out bulk emails, so I don't use it anymore.
It's bugging me. Maybe it doesn't even exist anymore because it was when I set up my Google Voice account for my Obi Hi that was the last time I used it. But there's other services. There's Burner. There's Hushed. There's Text Me Up. There's Cover Me. So lots of things like that where if all you need is just to authenticate, and that's all Google cares about, one of these services will let you do that. You'll just rent a phone number for a few minutes.
Oh, there's an app for Burner even. Yeah, try that.
All right.
Burner, free phone number.
Through the apps that we talked about. Game Studio Tycoon 2 by Michael Sherwin. Valley Beer Trail by Zappin LLC. Mattermost 2017 Beta by Mattermost. KR Review by On the Shoulders of Giants. The Trip by Illusion Box. Krakenland Platformer Adventures by Honiku Games. Hydraulic Press Pocket by Linama, I'm going with that, Entertainment. XDA Feeds, mm-hmm. Customize Your Android by XDA. Vertigo Racing by Deep Byte Solutions SRL. Snake versus Block by Voodoo. Channel Cat by Transportation Technology Partners. Micron by Apparition Games. And Rop Wizard by Nitrome. So what was that? I think 13 apps for your listening pleasure. If you would like to let us know an app that you like, as our friend Charles did, or if you would like to answer Eric's question, you can go to aaa@podnuts.com, send an email, or you can call 707, phone number, I'm blanking on it. There you go, 7076-PODNUT. Have we had a voicemail? Yeah, it was like a month ago. It's been a long time. Like, as the time I've been the host of the show, I can maybe think of two. So come on, 7076-PODNUT. Leave us a voicemail and you can be on the show right alongside us. So those are my words of wisdom. Dor, anything you'd like to say to send the people home? They're probably in their cars. Bad. I'm mini stroke on my part.
It's okay. We all have it. I live in Maryland, so it happens all the time. Feedback is precious, period. Any and all feedback is treated more importantly than the emails I get from coworkers, is the way I'm going to put it. It's treated equally as important as if my son sent me a message, is the way I consider feedback to any and all of our shows, which means once in a while I don't answer my son either, but he then messaged me again and says, what's up? So just send us feedback, send us comments, send us questions, send us insight. Send us news, send us updates, send us anything you want in any way you see fit. If you post it to Google Plus, it's not feedback. It's just a comment. Just saying.
And also the Castback app is a way that you can respond to us. I did get some feedback on the Google Plus community from a couple of people that didn't like the app and they were apologizing. That's okay. You're allowed to like what you like. But I think it's a good app that has promise and I hope it'll continue to be developed.
I'd say... since you didn't spend all of your money on Prime Day, because once again it was a disappointment, then you can maybe throw the Pod Nuts community a bone, or the podcasters, I guess, community, whatever we are, over at Patreon. My brain is really messed up. I gotta stop drinking this Diet Pepsi. I think it's the aspartame.
So while we were doing our final words here, I had a brain aneurysm. And so what I did was I completely uninstalled the app from my phone. I logged in on the web with my account of choice, pushed the app to my phone, and now I can have it associated with the correct account. So solved my own problem, might be useful to somebody else.
Cool.
Couldn't figure out how to do it on the phone, but get the web involved, and then it works. All right, that's it. Nice. We'll see you guys later. I started to say next week. I'm not going to be here next week. Eric said he may not be here next week. So it may be a door-to-door geek episode next week, or we may just be back in a couple of weeks. Either way, we'll see you when you see you. And remember, pay for the stuff you like. Bye, everybody.
This is Martin from Podnuts Pro. Thank you so much for choosing this podcast to be in your ears right now. Don't forget to support all the other Podnuts shows on the Podnuts Network. And we cannot do this without you. So please, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, email us at podnutspro@podnuts.com.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.